Have, yeah.
No.
This is going to be the most epic Fosdem presentation ever. No video and now no audio, but hopefully you guys can at least function calling on the client side looks like this. We just register a function, we bung it into a widget which interacts with that piece of JSON, and that allows it to interact with the front end of whatever's going on, which is kind of nice and interesting. I've kind of wasted enough of your time here. A couple of really important links: applisay.com. There's a GitHub icon at the top. That's where you'll find your way to the LLM agent. Message me, robmatrix.org or robertpickering.org. If you actually want to see some of this stuff working, I'm obviously around at Fosdem for the next day and a bit. Come and I'll show you what it actually does and how it works. Find me on Blue Sky at rob.pickering.org. Any questions? Cool.
Your presentation last year was stellar.
Yeah, one thing going wrong with the video at the start, and that's
maybe publish some of the stuff that you were going to show.
Yeah, I think the obvious thing to do is to publish the kind of the next JS application that was the presentation. I need to clean up a little bit, but I'll publish it and I'll make that live tonight-ish and link it off the website, and then you'll be able to go to it and
We'll
look at that.
add that. I think, was it 2 years ago, Poland, and you were on the money, man. We were looking at the text and we were already looking at the voice.
Yeah.
And we also tinkered with Otterbox a little bit. It's kind of sad that Justin left and now it's probably in a weird state, the project.
No, I mean, I don't think it's fair to say they're in a weird state, actually, because Zach is still driving it real hard.
Yeah, but there's no commits, real
I think
commits.
I think that's because you're looking at the WebRTC commits. I see what they actually have a real open source community. So
Yeah.
for example, they've done a DeepSeek integration, but it's too slow. And they have got a community of folks that are, kind of, and the fact that they can take an audio stream and target any open weights model, I think is super interesting. I don't think anyone else is quite as open source as
No,
that.
I read a bit that it seems they only need to retrain some middle layer,
Yeah.
change the model, so like I want it to work.
Yeah. It kind of has to work, really, because otherwise the whole of voice AI lives inside, kind of OpenAI and Google
I
and
wonder if like the likes of Llama 4 would bring in audio
Yeah.
and then it's like where to from there?
Sounds great, right?
Great.
Thank you for your indulgence, folks.
Sorry, man. Sucks that.